Front page story of the Cape Times today has the headline, Khoi San Able to Start Again. And the first paragraph is a quote from the National Khoi and San Council chairperson, Cecil Lafleur. And it reads, given the history of systemic and structural violence we faced, we were not able to start again in 1994 as other communities were collectively able to. The Khoi Khoi and San were only able to start to do so as of November 28, 2019, the day President Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law the Traditional and Khoi San Leadership Bill 2019. Dr. Aninka Klaasens is Chief Researcher at the Land and Accountability Research Center at UCT. Aninka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There is one group that's happy.
Well, not all Khoi San people are happy. You know, a whole big group camped outside the union building saying they didn't want the bill. And, you know, you've got some leaders who are going to get recognition through the bill. But for many people, what they wanted was recognition of their land rights. And this, well, it's now a law, this law treats Khoi San people completely differently from how it treats people living in the former homelands. The traditional leaders living in the former homelands get authority over land, over jurisdictional areas and all the people who live on that land. And the Khoi San leaders only get authority over people who step forward and affiliate with them. So, you know, there's a fundamental divide, which is very, very significant, given that Khoi San people are claiming as indigenous people to have, you know, indigenous ownership of a lot of South Africa. This bill gives them no recognition of their land rights.
And the recognition that the bill gives to traditional chiefs in the former homelands, it's extraordinary somehow to see individuals who have not been elected, given the enormous authority over land and mineral wealth under the land that this bill gives to those traditional leaders.
Yes. I mean, it's really quite shocking because, you know, we've had judgments of the Constitutional Court. We've had a report by the Public Protector. We've had a report by the Human Rights Commission. We've had the Motlanthe High-Level Panel that was appointed by Parliament. We've had the Presidential Land Panel all saying that what's going on in South Africa is serious abuse in the former homelands, where traditional leaders are signing deals unilaterally with not all traditional leaders, just some traditional leaders with mining companies, and refusing to account for the money. So, you know, we've had the Public Protector report that 600 million went missing from the tribal account of the Bapo Bamukhale people in Marikana, near Rustenburg, and that account was held in the Premier's office. And, you know, the people found guilty were the traditional council and the traditional affairs officials, but nothing has been done to give those people back their money. And similarly, the Baloyi Commission has found that Khosi Nyalala Pilani of the Bakhatla, also near Rustenburg, has lost 25 billion rand in value that belonged to that group of people on their platinum-rich land. And again, you know, all sorts of recommendations that he must be removed, replaced, declared a delinquent director, and nothing is done. And now what is done is that a law gets signed by the president which purports to give traditional leaders the power to sign away South African people, citizenship and property rights.
And Aninka, the only, well, not the only, but the most obvious explanation for why Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law a bill which you and many other commentators think is very seriously flawed is because he believes that those traditional leaders need to be mollycoddled so that they tell their supporters to vote for the ANC in the next elections that we have. Really? A bill to be...
I'm not sure that it's about voting, because, you know, this sends a very strong message to rural South Africans and the 18 million people living in the former homelands that you're on your own. And if you thought you had equal citizenship with the rest of South Africa, you haven't. And if you thought that you had customary law ownership of your land, you don't. You are tribal subjects, just like you were under colonialism and apartheid. This bill gives them traditional leaders more powers than they ever had under colonialism and apartheid. And I think it's really to protect a whole series of very dodgy deals that have happened over the last 20 years, many of which are unlawful. Because, you know, we've had the Constitutional Court's ruling in October 2018 that, you know, you can't just dispossess rural people of informal land rights without their consent, except by expropriation. And many of these deals, just about all of them, were done without obtaining the consent of the people who lost their land rights. Plus, you know, government is very aware that they introduced a law in 2003, the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act, that you know, reinforced those old apartheid tribal boundaries, reinforced the power of the chiefs, but also said that traditional councils must transform. They must include one-third women, and they must include 40% elected members. So very, very pathetic transformation mechanisms that only, you know, that only really help, you know, a minority of people on the traditional council.
But then surely, Aninka, this must be constitutionally challengeable.
Yes, and a challenge is being prepared.
A
whole lot of rural groups wrote to the president, and they pointed to the fact that his own presidential commission had said that the bill was flawed, and, you know, all of these different bodies have said, you know, this bill, stop this bill, it's flawed. And they said, if you sign it into law, we will immediately bring a challenge, and we'll bring it on procedural grounds because of the flawed legislative process, and we'll bring it on substantive grounds, which is that it undermines people's basic rights.
Dr. Aninka Claassens, thank you very, very much for a very clear explanation. Chief Researcher at the Land Accountability Research Center at UCT.